You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
We have an incident that Am Yisrael, they had to go through Mamlechet Edom, the society of Edom, that the descendant of the Esav Harasha. So another story took place that there was an offer was given to Edom that let us to go through your country and we're going to be very cautious and careful to not damage anything. Even we're not going to drink your water. And also we put the class of glory on hold. These protection that we have will not cause damages to your country. As it says, that means we're just going to walk with our feet. So we're not going to extend the well of Miriam because then your country is going to be flooded as every tribe, the head of the tribe would direct the well. And then it would, as it says in the Shira that it was brought in Parashat Chukat, that the bimchoker bemishanotam, that they were guided with their staff and the well will follow. So they told Edom, we're not going to do any of these. No Ber Miriam, no Anani Akavod, we're going to go straight Derech HaMelech, right in a toll free highway, straight, and we're not going to damage anything. Did Edom accept this offer? No, he did not accept. So now here we see we have a reminder about the Gerush, it's called. So we went through the history of many Gerushim, such as Spain, what happened in Germany, and also there's a story that's brought in Prague. I'm sure you have heard of Maharal Miperag. This place actually is in the center of the Europe, next to Germany. So what happened, exactly the same thing was just happened to take place. So the story was just about that the king of the Prague was not really for this matter to take place, that have the Jews been deported, but his wife was a very tzaddiket, and she was the one that was pushing this matter. So she got everybody together, the Senate, to sign that this matter should take place. So he comes to the king, and then she tells him, you need to sign. So because the king was in the favor of the Am Yisrael, so he said, you know, let me think about it. Tomorrow, we'll decide, and I make a decision. So she insisted, no, you have to sign right now. So he said, you know what? I leave this papers under my pillow, and then we'll take care of it tomorrow. So he goes to sleep, and he has a dream. He has a dream that he was accused, and they put him in a dungeon for 14 years, somewhere very far away. And then after 14 years, the wife of the Maharal was passing by there. And all this time, he didn't take a shower, and his hair became like a Nazir. His nails was long. And then the wife with a few other people, they save him, they bring him home to Maharal. And then Maharal looks at him and says, what happened to you? What did he do to you? So yeah, you know, they put me in a dungeon and, you know, that's what happened to me. He says, no, you have to take a shower, get a haircut, cut your nails. He brings two big, big bowls, tash, they call it. Then they cut his hair, put it in one bucket and his nails in another bucket. And then all of a sudden he wakes up. And then when he wakes up, he sees exactly by his bed two buckets, one full of hair, one full of nail. Whatever exactly he dropped, it was right by his bed. So he calls Maharal. Maharal comes, he says, you should tell me what's going on here. So what happened? So yeah, I had a dream that they put me in the dungeon and I was not able to take a shower. I cut my hair and my nails were grown up. And then I came to your house. You told me to take a shower and get a haircut. And you put it in two big buckets. I woke up here, see. Maharal says, you know what is happening? Probably you have something under your pillow that made you to have such a terrible dream. You had a nightmare because of what is under your pillow. So the paper was under his pillow. So he takes it out and then he cancels it. The story about Edom, society Edom, is still going on. Hashem Yachem, what's going to happen in London, Shabbat, and other things. You should do a lot of tefillot, without Hashem. Hashem Baruch Hu, Vatel Ad Gezerot, Mikol Am Yisrael. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen, Mizrat Hashem, but just pray for Kol Am Yisrael all over the world. You got this very delicate situation for Kol Am Yisrael at this moment. But the point of matter here is, what Edom was thinking to not let, you know, they could have paid him, as Rashi Agadol says, they couldn't pay him for the money. He would charge. How come he didn't let him? Why? They could make lots and lots of, 5 million people. Even they have a glass of water, you know how much money you could make? How come you didn't let him?
Yes, absolutely.
Fine, but there's money benefit here. You could make lots of money. You know why? It's a very beautiful pirush here. He knew about the story of Avraham Avinu Shalom that he went to Mitzrayim. What happened when Avraham Avinu went to Mitzrayim? What happened? Gemara says, Maaseh Abot Siman Labanim. What were that the forefathers went through? Then it's going to happen today to the kids. So now, when Avraham Avinu went to Mitzrayim, what happened to us?
We went to Mitzrayim.
And then? How did he come out when he went to Mitzrayim? So Edom knew that, these people, grandfather, went to Mitzrayim and he brought some money out, and then later on they cleaned up Mitzrayim. That's what they want to do to me. Now they want to pass by my country, then later on their children, they're going to come and clean me up. I'm not going to let you. And that's what's happening today. They say, you cleaned us up. You people, you come to our country and clean us up. You take over the whole economy. That's what exactly is happening in our time. Hashem is like, you know, that without Hashem, we all, with one-way ticket, will be heading for Yerushalayim Tibanein Vitikonein Vezad Hashem. Amen. Baruch Hu Yad Bersoneinu Tachteinu. Amen. Yisgev Yeshuot Besolot Tovot Kol Am Yisrael. Amen Keratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.